Okay, this is the director's track for the DVD. I'm Trey Parker, your host. And rather than do a traditional director's track, I decided to get some friends together, and we're going to get drunk and watch the movie and do it that way. So with me is Dan Behar, who's also in the film. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
And Jason McHugh. And Matt Stone. And Andy Kimmler, who's one of the trappers. So let's just start, guys. You know, throw out your thoughts as they come.
Thanks for having us.
We're drinking scotch, wine, and beer tonight.
I'm drinking beer.
We have to watch this whole movie.
I remember that this was one of the last things we shot. Wasn't it?
No, it was one of the first things we shot.
Oh, I remember this was one of the first things we shot.
Yeah, this is on.
I remember clearly.
It was actually one of the bigger budget outlays we made, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
We actually spent like $4,000 on these special effects, which was probably.
Well, you can see it right there
on the screen.
Yeah, it's right there. Look at that.
This is where all the production value comes right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's me, Trey, playing the guy in the beard, and Dean, who I'm smacking with an arm.
Smacking.
Dean, what do you remember about that?
It's cold.
That's right. This was actually right up in the hills from where we were going to school, which was the University of Colorado in Boulder, and we were all about 12 years old.
Probably golden.
Actually, I think we're about 22. What are we, 21, 22?
I was actually 23.
Yeah, so we're just babies. There's Jason there.
I felt really close to you.
Yeah, that was Jason's real job. So, production value.
Yeah, look at that.
And
I love his fade. Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow. That
so this
is
this dude. This is one of the few people we actually cast in this movie because everyone else was just a friend.
Yeah, he was an actor. This guy.
This guy we needed like.
He actually auditioned.
And you can tell he's a good actor.
He had bad halitosis.
And one of the
what
I remember about this scene. This actually was done in the courtroom that Alpha Packer was really tried in
the actual court
in Lake City, Colorado.
And we thought that was really cool, but then of course it didn't end up really mattering because no one knew. And all we got from it was really a lot of bad sound.
It's cool that your dad was actually the judge, though.
That's right. That's my dad there in the background.
Randy Parker playing parts.
He really
my dad's sort of acting debut. The first and last film I think my dad has ever done.
Yeah, well, he was his best performance, too.
He left it on the screen.
Doesn't want a swig? It's
I'll
good.
Try that.
I'm going to take my pants off. Is that okay?
That'd be, yeah. Wow.
So this was on spring break. We took like a week-long tour of Colorado and filmed in actual locations where Packer had been. And we ended up here in Lake City at the courtroom. That, of course, from the episode Court Martial in Star Trek, where Captain Kirk is court-martialed and says, but that's not the way it happened.
How did he say it?
But that's not the way it happened.
Oh, right.
And so we were taking this week-long spring break trip, and we went all around Colorado. It was actually great, because it was just a bunch of Colorado, you know, school friends spending their spring break making a movie, which was really kind of back in the days when we made things not for money, but for fun.
Yeah.
That was a long
time. Boy, those days are over. Those days are over.
And this, obviously, is a very long introduction credit sequence. But what I was trying to do was, sort of Rodgers and Hammerstein, Oklahoma style, where you get sort of the overture of all the songs first. And it was before I really knew that you need to really speed things up in a movie. There's plenty of examples of that in this movie. With the South Park movie, we finally learned that you need to go really fast. And here we didn't go so fast.
Entertainment
was not
the film here, though. I feel like you just settle in, finish your popcorn.
Who's got this scotch? If anyone at home would like to drink with us, we'll try to keep track of when we're doing shots here.
Should we give like every time?
Yeah, I thought of that, but I couldn't think of what there was an every time of. So I think we'll just drink. So I'm drinking right now. I'm taking a good swig.
I'll take a swig right here.
And I'm a little buzzed already, actually. So
let's go look at produced by. Look at I'm called Matthew Stone. And
Matthew Stone. This was before Matt changed his name to Matt Stone.
Yeah, he went all Hollywood
to get more chicks.
Yeah.
Has that worked out for you?
Hasn't done shit for me.
It's too bad.
we had a good artist friend of mine named Randy Pewan draw all these little drawings for the beginning. I thought he did a fine job.
Yes,
very lovely drawings, actually. Mm-hmm.
And watch this special effect right here.
Yeah, this is
incredible.
This is cinema.
Whoa! Hello.
And you know, I'm not going to divulge how we did that. I'm not going to tell you how we did that.
Yeah. Industry secret.
Movie magic.
So you know, we didn't know a lot about filmmaking, and we didn't know that you don't really start a film with a boring conversation.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
It seemed like we needed to get all the story out, but as we've learned with South Park, story is really not important.
Yes, and a most beautiful one.
God, he is a good actor.
This stuff was all shot in, what was that, Buckskin Joe?
Buckskin Joe,
which is in Canyon City, Colorado, and it's a restored ghost town where everything's sort of kept away.
Look at
the production value we have here.
And keep in mind, now where they have that super prison.
We shot this film for $120,000, and so
$125,000.
To have a whole ghost town for that is pretty good.
I think we got some of our female extras from that prison, didn't we?
Yeah, we might have.
That's my cat in the background. Right. He's a very bad kitty.
If I could ask you a few questions about your story.
No.
My lawyer says I can't talk to you.
Yes. So, yeah.
More boring conversation.
But this is important. Yeah, this is where the love starts to blossom.
There's a lot of love in the room here.
The truth is, I saw you in the courtroom. I thought to myself,
yeah, that beard looks comfortable, Trey.
Yeah. Actually, we should take a minute to talk about the beards. Because,
I think this is a good beard.
Yeah. You know, we weren't really going for realism with the beards. And we had makeup people that, like us, were very inexperienced. Well,
they were more inexperienced than us, actually.
Yeah, they're actually... Yeah, but, you know, they made beards with just the hair. I don't know what kind of hair they use, but it's spirit gum.
It's crepe hair beard.
Yeah, and they put spirit gum on your face, and they itch so bad. And so a little beard like this was annoying, but later in the film when we get to the big beards, which, you know, just look really real, they really itch, and it just immediately puts you in a bad mood as soon as you put them on. I remember that was really the worst part about making this film, and I swore I'd never wear a crepe hair beard ever again. But, of course, now I do every day.
We go out sometimes and just wear crepe hair beards around. We just
wear crepe hair beards around the office at South Park.
Yeah. I call Trey. Crepe hair beard day?
Sure.
Okay. Let's talk about something else.
What were they just talking about?
Keep it moving, Trey.
Okay, she puts that.
She's going to sit down.
This is called shoe leather.
This is called...
Oh, I know. Why don't you tell me about... Leanne.
Zoinks?
Oh, well, I guess we might as well get into this.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about Leanne?
So this film was made, right? I was engaged to this girl, Leanne, who we were sort of high school sweethearts, and we were supposed to get married, and we were engaged for a year. Everything, friends had plane tickets, the dress was bought, the church was paid for, and about a month before the wedding, she decided to start sleeping with this guy in an a cappella group. Because, you know, he had...
Well, he was in an a cappella group.
No, you know, it's hard to look at me
and
now
in retrospect, and see, you can say, well, you know, shit, the guy was a cappella.
So it really, really broke my heart. I was really sad, and I really wrote this movie for her about a horse named Leanne who leaves him and how sad that is. And just so that I could, you know, ridicule her, basically. And so a lot of these things were from the heart. And then we get into the first real song called Spadoinkle.
What's the whole meaning with Spadoinkle?
Well, here's the truth behind Spadoinkle, unfortunately, is that I had written, the sky is blue and all the leaves are green, the sun's as warm as a baked potato. I think you know exactly what I mean when I say it's a blank day, and I couldn't figure out what the right word should be. It's a great day, it was just too simple, and I wanted to find the perfect
terrific.
Word.
It wasn't terrific.
But I remember we had to shoot something, and so I said, well, I'll just fill something in and we'll figure it out later in post. And so I wrote Spadoinkle as just a total nonsense word. And I remember playing it for you guys, actually. And you going, oh, that's great. Spadoinkle Day. Spadoinkle's perfect. And then it just became Spadoinkle Day.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't anything clever. It was just... It
means a lot to me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here I am looking about 10.
Nah.
And there's actually about... 15 different horses, I think, that play in the anime movie.
Wherever we were,
and
we just
you'll
got
notice
a horse.
That they change colors.
Yeah, that was my favorite one.
Dark brown, light brown. And this horse is actually really small too. If you notice, it's a lot smaller.
It was a pony, actually.
Yeah. So this was a abandoned mine up near our school again, near Boulder.
Yeah, outside of Boulder.
That we found, and you know, there's just so many great places in Colorado. We're like, oh, this is perfect. That's our friend John Hagel, who is also in film school.
Find any gold yet? Not in this gosh darn canyon. That's why a group of us are going to Breckenridge today.
Breckenridge? In Colorado, territory?
That's the place. Hey, you gotta come with us.
Get
a little
string.
You were from Colorado territory?
And we actually said Colorado territory in the scene about 45 times, I think.
Well, you're trying to make a point that it wasn't a state.
That's because I hadn't taken Bruce Kaywin's screenwriting class yet.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that you don't need to say something 400 times.
It's too bad, because you could have learned a lot in that class.
Could have, but I didn't go, unfortunately.
That's too bad. It's a lot to learn.
Same canyon.
At least we had all our film teachers in this.
Yeah,
this
that's
scene,
right.
Actually.
This thing's kind of cool because it's...
World famous Stan Brakhage.
All our teachers. We'll sort of parent. And actually, Stan Brakhage is in this scene.
Dude, we typecast
world famous Stan Brakhage.
We typecasted him as Dean's dad.
And what's really funny is that Stan Brakhage, who really is considered the father of avant-garde cinema, is wearing sort of just a little windbreaker and a really small hat. And it kind of looks ridiculous.
That's old Ian Harden right there.
Yeah, and still living in...
Don Yonacito.
Here's Don Yonacito, yeah, he was a film teacher.
Kurt in the middle.
Little Jason Q.
Trials and tribulations, that's what life's all about. Now, are we going to let this one little thing keep us from fulfilling our dreams?
Yes!
Oh, come on now, we've got to be strong, don't we?
No!
But I'm telling you, we can still make it!
Our guide is dead.
Jason's first line.
I thought that was powerful.
Yeah. Good job, Jason.
I golfed that right in my balls.
Thank you.
You're hot, Jason. Jesus.
Hey, did you say you were from Colorado Territory?
That's how you get the work there.
Hey, this guy's from Colorado Territory.
Wonderful. Everybody speaks so gently in this film.
I'm Alfred Packer. This is my horse, Leanne.
See, actually, we thought that the way, because we didn't know how to act, and so someone had told us that the way to act well was to just speak really softly, like you would
Jack
normally.
Nicholson
and took that to its extreme and spoke and just mumbled through this entire film. There's Stan Brakhage.
Stan Brakhage.
Here's his line.
If we wait till the spring, all the gold will be gone. I need to go out now.
That's Dean, the one of us who can act.
What if you get lost or run out of food?
Dad, I can't be a little boy forever. Don't you understand?
See, there's just Dan's windbreaker.
Yeah.
And then there goes Stan Brakhage.
Stan Brakhage, ladies and gentlemen.
Cocktail yeah.
I think we need to take a drink for Stan.
Scotch.
I feel a little bit of shame.
Swig.
This nice... Young, brave,
stupid.
There's Matt.
You always said you wanted to get out of
Yonacito.
Yes, you did. I distinctly remember you saying you wanted to get out of Utah and go east.
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry. So don't argue with some of our
Yeah, Kurt, my friend.
Kurt did a great job in this, friend. Actually.
Me and your brother can
come. I said, Kurt, come do this scene. All you got to do is laugh.
Son, don't argue with me. He did.
That was Jerry. That was Jerry.
That's what he used to always say in film school.
That's all.
So you see, we weren't really trying to make the best movie we could make.
We were more just interesting people
just,
off.
Just beating off.
That
this whole movie seems even more masturbatory.
Yeah. This film is genius now, I realize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there, you see? Let's get packing. Matt rubs his ass. That was very conscious. We knew that was happening.
That's cinema.
Very aware of every part of the frame.
And so here in another, you know, Rajan Hammerstein type fashion is the reprise of the intro song to get the melody stuck in your head. Something we also did in the South Park movie. I think this is the first time we all sang together.
Just a bunch of gay miners.
Bunch of... You know,
just
and actually,
bunch of game
we got to Hollywood with this film when we were about 23, and everyone was so sure that we were all gay.
Yeah, we're really only Dean.
And now that you see it, of course you would think we're all gay.
Pretty fucking gay.
I'm just kidding, Dean. You're not. I know you're not gay.
I mean, I think we're gay now.
Yeah. No.
Except for Dean, he's not gay.
Thinking it would be a nice, happy trip. So now, yeah, what's up with that? Because you cut to the map, but you can't even see it.
3 weeks my ass, Packer! That's
nice. This is my favorite line. Yeah. Sure is a lot of walking.
Sure is a lot of walking.
Hi, I'm Dean Bahar in a studio reading that line over because we didn't get it.
Hi, I'm Dean in my bathroom. Here's some shitty sound for you. Hey, am I in your bathroom
too?
Well,
this whole scene's 80 yards.
Gosh, I sure wish I had a voice.
Who the fuck is that voice? Can I join you in your bathroom?
Oh, hello. Could you tell us how much further it is to Provo? We have to get some supplies.
Now, this guy was such a bad actor.
But this guy's
the official Alfred Packer lookalike.
The official Alfred Packer lookalike. He acts it every summer in Lake City.
I did his voice because he did it so bad, so I redid it.
You gave him the Jimmy Stewart voice.
That's you talking?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
me doing
yeah.
that.
You didn't know that? But that's Aubrey Stratford, the official Alfred Packer looking.
Kind of sounds like Grandpa.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy!
Oh, yeah.
No, but you were doing his lines all Jimmy Stewart for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we did.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, bad Foley there.
That's my sister, Brody, right, walking by right there.
Look at this is my favorite part right here. Wait. This is Jason's dad.
Yeah, this is he's typecast.
Watch this.
Part.
This is my favorite part.
Howdy.
Why would you do that? Why would you waste film on that?
Yeah.
That's why I love it.
That was actually my dad's first and last acting role too, actually.
Don't go.
I think filmmaking 101 is don't do that.
Yeah.
As I said, 20 feet away by themselves. That's a good idea. Give me a chance to cool down when things get steamed up.
Yeah, Jason.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was really pissed off here.
This is back again at Buckskin Joe, the
world famous Buckskin Joe.
Yeah, made a lot of use of that.
They shot chains.
Now pay attention here. Actually.
Didn't they shoot Chains World here?
They have fudge. Yeah, that comes back.
Because
that's
the line
setup.
Fudge
that's
Packer
setup.
At the end was so... I thought, we've got to set up the fudge, because where did the fudge come from?
Yeah.
Which, of course, was completely not necessary. And I really wish that line was cut from the film.
There's Andy with the mohawk.
Boy, yeah.
Boy, you look cool.
Talk me into that.
Okay, so yeah, here's our friend Andy.
Mr. Packer?
I've just been sexually assaulted by the
here's the
for the
this
time.
Is the Packer is the Trapper leitmotif.
Yeah.
Is your horse?
So see, this is the Trapper song playing in the background, but you don't know that yet. You're just trying to get the melody stuck in their head. Just try to get the melody stuck in their head.
There's Ted. He's
Ted,
really well.
Ted Hedlund. What's Ted Hedlund, ladies and gentlemen?
Notice that the town is completely uninhabited.
Because we couldn't pay any extras.
Yeah, except for the people who are directly involved in the story.
Yeah. Everyone that we had was behind the camera working something.
Ted slept with my girlfriend on this shoot. I wasn't very happy with him.
I remember that. I tried to sleep with your girlfriend and Ted and actually got it.
Wait, you got it. Here comes Andy's line.
Oh.
Right here, this is great.
Oh.
Yeah! Big party right there.
I should never
big
quit acting,
Andy
huh?
Party.
Give me that bottle or whatever.
I think I'll take a drink first up for
you.
There you go. So now
we got rabbits and beavers.
Wow, that's really going to my head now.
Got a lot of blood.
Where did you guys get all those little dead animals? We're trappers, stupid.
This is the whole Hershey Boys thing was coming to play.
Yeah.
Right.
Funniest part is Ted Henwood's in New York and he still thinks he can act.
She's an Arabian, ain't she?
That was Andy Kemmler.
Ted's
going to
hear
that.
This.
Ted's a pretty
Kemmler.
Big guy.
Go buy the DVDs
the
and try that on
shit,
YouTube.
The rest of us
is
going to
come out here and
Andy
kick your ass.
Andy Kemmler, shit talker.
Now, I thought that was a good joke. Cut to everyone's eyes and the horses.
Yeah, that's a good joke.
That was like that movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you're a wonderful guy, though, Ted. I just...
Oh, Troy.
Well, never mind.
And this, who talking right now, Frenchie, is Robert Muratori, who is actually also the DP.
Yeah.
He shot the
photography.
Film. And if you really, you should appreciate how well this film is shot for a bunch of 22-year-olds in college. I mean, he really did a great job.
Let's give Robert a little contact.
Too bad he's such a fucking asshole.
That was Trey Parker saying that. Trey, talking shit.
We're not afraid of anything. We have Jesus on our side.
Oh, well. not scared of anything.
Those cows, of course, weren't really there. We just put the sound in later.
Really?
Yeah, we brought a bunch of cows into the studio and
taped them. Shower. So this sets up the conflict.
Well, I was trying to make it, yeah, the like trappers, bad guy.
It kind of reminds me of the Jets and the sharks.
Yeah, that's exactly. And that, of course, is why there's trappers written on the back of the trappers. Cut to, hello, he's not a super cook, apparently, thank you. I don't remember what we made that stuff out of, you?
It's potatoes and oatmeal.
Potatoes and oatmeal and, like, food.
Here we were, this was right up from CU, right?
Bunch of gay miners.
Yeah, that park, just
Pioneer Park. Pioneer Park, yeah.
Right up from the school. Just one, I think one.
Son of a bitch,
Andre. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was one. I remember this issue because I got laid the night
now,
before.
Now, see, here's the thing. He's reading Homer's Odyssey, right?
Think about it. And then think about this.
And totally. There's a Cyclops in the movie.
Hello, Cyclops.
Oh, horses of horse. Of course. But and, I don't think a race.
So how did the Odyssey and Mr. Ed tie together?
We that's, like, that
that's
again,
what we want to
so
know.
So fucking rad.
I think that is, yeah, that's one of my favorite parts. Yeah. Yeah.
This goes by too quick.
This now was actually reflexive of our whole journey.
Now, believe it or not, most of this film was ad-libbed. I know you'll find that hard to believe.
You wrote this scene the day before.
Everything was sort of figured out right as we were there.
That's pretty constructive. That's great. Now go to timeout, mister.
That stemmed from the whole personal space issue, I think.
Yeah.
Weird.
Some more bad Foley there.
Hey, what?
Bad Foley.
Bad Foley, yeah. There it is, yeah, see?
No, those rocks
that's
were fucking rumbling.
That's a suck-ass Foley right there.
Rumbling rock.
It was like that.
Here it goes again, ready?
Okay. And see, that joke could have been done in about half the time. Maybe even less than
that's
that.
Called shoe leather. Now, see, in the movie, Dean's character is horny, but
in reality, Dean's
not like that. That's what it's acting. Dean's not horny.
That's a stretch.
Dean's completely asexual.
I have no interest.
And see, I just did this with the plate because I didn't want to eat it like everyone else had to. That was, of course, me doing Matt's voice for some reason.
I don't know
why. Did we do that?
He was trying to say Mormon.
I probably wasn't there.
Probably, went, yeah. Matt was busy.
Yeah, he's sleeping in.
Fucking some fat fucking hog.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, he was fucking. Oh my god, what a
beast. So I had to do his voice.
Oh. Yeah, I think we need more Scotch. Where is that?
Here you go. Let me get a sip here.
This song's good, I think.
Yeah.
This is one of the better songs.
Except the first note's flat.
I need it every night.
Yes. That's Jason, musicologist Jason McHugh.
See, it's flat.
Right there.
Of course they thought we were gay, dude. Look at this.
I know. This is so fucking gay.
You know all those scarves.
Jesus. That's all I'm asking for. Now, I don't want to be 35 beats per minute.
Yeah.
Da-dun, da-dun, da-dun.
I think Troma's going to re-release the techno version of the soundtrack,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, well. Dun, dun, dun.
I think if I could edit this film the way I want to now, well, first I would put Jabba the Hutt in it.
Yeah.
I'd put back, because we had a scene with Jabba the Hutt,
yeah,
and it got cut,
right,
and I really want to put it back in. But do that, and I think I'd cut it down to about a 12-minute film.
How long?
I think about 12 minutes. Yeah. I think it should have been about a 12-minute movie.
Why are you so angry in this movie, Jason?
Cut to the horse because we had nothing else to cut to there. We have no one singing.
No, I was kind of wondering what the horse was doing. It, for me, it grounds the whole scene.
Yeah.
Establishing the geography.
Establishing where Leanne is.
This took about 30 takes.
Yeah, this we could not get.
That's a tough dance move, though.
Now, Andy, what were you doing crew-wise? I don't remember.
Assistant camera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Andy, who was the trapper, was also assistant camera. Most people, you know, doubled up.
I think most Jason
can't sing, by the way.
Cans on the boom girl.
Yeah, this was written this way because Jason really can't sing. So
yeah.
Well, actually, I can sing. I'll sing a little bit later in this DVD version. I'm gonna,
yeah.
I've got a surprise for everybody.
You're a butcher?
Yeah.
This movie's sweet.
So slow. Fuck, what's going on?
I'd like
We're like, what, 20 minutes in? Nothing has happened.
No, dude, a lot of
Utah.
And they're fucking left there.
Yeah, dude, we've already.
I think actually struck.
Now, at the end of this shot, you can see Trey yell cut.
Yeah,
ready?
Watch.
Right?
The guy say cut. Watch.
Cut.
A story.
Dude, this is going to be the best director's track ever.
I think I might win, you know, an award.
Yeah.
I think there's an award. Is there an award for director's track?
It's a bottle of whiskey.
Dude, we've drank half a bottle of fucking scotch already.
We're going to run out of that by like.
I got another bottle.
If you have any smoke, you might want to fucking load it up now.
Find those trappers and walk right up to them.
Oh, ha, we made it. That was me actually making the noise of the cat on set.
I don't, yeah.
It wasn't later anything. It was right there. Going.
Movie magic.
And now, of course, what happens? See, this makes perfect structurally.
Yeah.
End of Act One, Leanne runs away.
Look, it's a rooster, so you know it's morning.
Yeah. And Leanne's run away. So
there's the rooster.
End of Act One. Now we have a car. See, I didn't even know structure, and yet I still kind of had
it.
Yeah.
That's weird. It was in ya.
Leanne leaves. And again, we're tied up, didn't you? ADRing. No, this was
real sound.
John Nolan got great sounds this day, actually. I remember that.
Look at Jason's belly.
Actually,
Miller needed to be fat, yeah, so he put a stupid little pillow in Jason's shirt.
Yeah, actually, that
for some
was
reason,
a,
Miller.
See, that was a good belly day for me. I remember actually. There's bad. I'll tell you about the bad belly days.
Sort of wax and wane.
Yeah, it kind of worked with the weather.
Hey, come on, Pat. We should get going. Hey, maybe we should stop mumbling.
That was ADR.
We're not going to leave here without her. Well, I say you are.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
buddy.
Dramatic.
Keep moving, Patrick. Yeah.
See, this is where I was all pissed off, and Ian as Belle is all like mellow and like the cool guy,
right,
you know, is all
which
like,
reflected nothing about real life.
Okay, so
you know, this actually looks like that set they always use in Star Trek anyway.
Yeah.
Look at that animation, dude.
Real Star Trek.
That was the precursor animation.
South Park animation.
Yeah, that was
just as good.
Before there was Cartman, there was that.
Here, girl! Now, this was the line I really wanted Leanne to hear. I wanted Leanne to sit in a theater and hear this line.
Leanne! Here, girl! Not locked. Just take off.
You
didn't just take off. Your friends. Your friends don't just take off.
Ooh.
Ow. Feel ya.
Hello.
I feel ya. Bear trap.
Bear trap. Now, why was this necessary again? I don't know. Oh, because Belt had to start going mad.
Yeah, he wanted to have him have gangrene.
And,
I just actually watched the making of the scene, and Andy was checking out the Boom Girl's titties during this whole time.
Dude, let's talk a minute about the Boom Girl.
That
Kimberly
was
Kidder.
That
Andy
was
sort of dating at the time.
You were dating her, weren't you?
No, Ted
she
Henwood
just dumped me.
Oh, she
just
dumped
me
Andy.
Before we went on spring break to shoot all this.
Huge boobs, and she was the Boom
her.
Girl.
Which meant she had to lift her arms up above her head
like
every day.
Now watch this. Now I'm looking up. And I see a river up
whoa.
There. That doesn't work. There's no river up.
There's no river up.
That sucks. That's just but, shitty thinking.
Kim, who was the Boom Girl, and of course now she must be like 50 or 60, but at the time she was same age as we were.
Yeah. Her tits are still big, though.
Really? You seen them?
No, but I know.
All right, another drink.
Yeah.
How the hell is times are tough on spring break for Andy.
This is pretty good ADR.
There's supposed to be a bridge.
Yeah, so this is at the Gunnison River, right?
Gunnison.
This was, again, part of spring break.
We had to wear wetsuits.
Yeah, that's right. We had wetsuits on because
Delta.
We actually just jumped into the Gunnison River at full, you know, it was going at full speed.
In February.
It was very, really a bad idea, and any movie company would have said no way.
When you see it, it could have been, it was the stupidest shot. We didn't even need to
do it.
I went on a canoe trip from Delta, and this is where we put in right here in the Delta.
Kablung. Dude, that's funny.
Look how long the fuck.
Seen it three times left.
I don't
know. Well, let's just do.
Wait, I gotta get some more beers. Does anyone want another beer or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing fine with Scott.
really think we can make it?
So now we really are getting ready to jump in this room.
Everyone's just like, everyone's just mumbling.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's trying it. Nobody's...
We had one take, jump in the river.
Yeah. Downstream.
There it is. There we are. You see why it had to be us? We couldn't use stunt people. Big.
In the middle of winter, it really was, what, March?
Yeah.
Probably?
It was spring break, so it was March. It was all the runoff.
Okay. On three.
Here it goes.
We really are about to jump in.
Could have been anybody. Could have been any river.
See, he gets swept away, and we kind of know, oh, wait, it's a bigger current than we thought. We try to get past a ways. And this was the shot we were trying to get, but you can't even really tell. We could have been right on the edge, but we really are, like, really fucked right here.
I remember getting out of this river and being so
cold. Later.
And then these shots are in Boulder.
This is Boulder Creek.
Yeah, right in downtown Boulder. That's Boulder Falls, and then that's Boulder Falls. That's Boulder Creek. That is impressive special effects. This was freaking horrible, man. It was so goddamn cold.
Yeah, we were freezing our asses off.
So fucking cold.
Here's some good acting on Dean Bahar's part.
I can't feel my balls. Wait, I think we lost Humphrey. Come on. Hey, Packer. Any more big rivers between here and Breckenridge? No, just Colorado.
Of course, that being a geography joke.
Mom.
But you have to know.
Huge.
Big river.
Grand Canyon. But, a lot of that joke was wasted on a lot of people that didn't know.
Okay, guys, follow me. I'm expecting way
out. Oh, wait, I do want a beer now. That kind of looks good.
That was my favorite part, bud.
Yeah.
So we shot this in this guy's backyard.
Yeah.
And he got all drunk.
Oh, he got all psycho.
And psycho, and he came out with a gun.
Yeah. And we were all naked. At least I was.
Don't look like Dean's wearing makeup there.
Here, we're about to see Jason's ass.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
Movie moment.
Freeze frame.
Jason's
freeze
frame.
Frame.
Freeze frame.
Ah!
You
know,
you weren't too fucking particular about showing your butt there, were you?
You say carrots and peas.
Yeah, I wasn't too particular about showing my butt. See the movie Orgasmo with Andy Cohen.
This is really pretty, though. Shot well.
I can't go on.
That's a great flicker box effect.
So hungry.
Oh, again.
Wait. I got some fudge.
Okay, there's the fudge. Remind the people that
now we've set up the fudge twice. All we needed was I have fudge, but...
He has it there and it
doesn't... Dean look like Kermit the Frog right there?
No, Kermit the Frog. It's when he nods in the song that he looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kermit going on right there.
It's all over the rainbow.
It's really a secret that Dean Bahar is actually a Creature Shop invention, Jim Henson.
Now, like, this is my favorite song of the movie. I think it's the most clever song of the movie.
You kind of remind me of Paul Stanley.
Yeah, this is Paul Stanley-esque.
Paul Stanley right there.
When I was on top of you, which...
You look like Paul Stanley.
But for some reason...
Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley?
What I don't understand is why Swan here lays back down.
I know.
Because he's going to listen to the song. Because
you look like Paul Stanley.
Ready? Big smile.
Oh,
and yeah. Oh, honey. Wait,
just to add to the homoeroticism of the scene.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Of course, I decided I wrote this song in B flat major, which I think is the saddest key there is.
Why do people think we're gay?
No.
Kermit
the Frog.
That's the Kermit look, yeah.
Kermit,
why are there so many?
Why are there...
There's Matt crying.
There's my attempt to cry.
Your tears are beautiful, Matt.
There's some shitty-ass acting right there.
I'm flat there.
God, we should have done the...
Gray had all the girls crying.
This is where we should have done the...
while he was singing this.
Yeah.
But see, this really was my song to Leanne.
There's a fly.
That mosquito.
Because I remember, you know, being on top of her.
What was that like, actually? She's got pretty big cans herself.
Cans?
She has some big cans?
Big cans.
She did, but, you know, now she's like 80 or something.
Is she? Yeah,
like,
yeah, 85.
She really grew old fast.
Yeah. Doesn't she live in San Bernardino?
I don't know.
Mm.
Why do you think that?
I don't know.
She lives in Marina Del Rey.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is she living
Which
near,
is ironic.
That's where I live.
Yeah.
Actually, she lived nearby?
No, I don't know where she lives.
Yeah, Naughty Neighbors? Naughty Neighbors?
You know, we're probably getting too specific here.
What's her address?
She's got a big hulk of a boyfriend named Sean.
Chad.
And there, see, there's
that,
a little Alfie.
It was a little Alfie, actually, a little girl.
Now, see, that's right now, no matter what you think of this film so far, that's cute.
That's pretty cute.
It's like, no, you know.
It's a cute
you
movie.
You hate it or love it, but come on, that's cute. And I think I did a pretty good lip syncing job there.
Totally, Paul.
Yeah, really good. Totally.
This is my favorite line.
Wait,
of the movie.
Shh.
Cocktail.
Part of a little homage to Bugs Bunny there.
Why you think that made me feel important?
Oh, yeah, and this is real. This
made me feel warm.
Yeah, this is the real.
And
shit.
This is what really turned me into such a womanizer.
I get those men to break her in as best as I possibly could.
So that was the last time you ever saw her.
No, sorry, you know, right?
The trappers took her.
I don't know if anybody took her.
What do you mean by that?
You explain why you're building that dollhouse.
Why am I building that? I was trying to
because
remember.
Packer built the dollhouse.
Because Packer built dollhouses.
Historically correct.
And again, we thought what was important was realism.
Yeah. Because this
and
is
not
actually
people would be like, why the hell is he building a dollhouse?
The biggest fucking river I've seen in my entire life.
There's Matt doing Kyle. Matt doing Kyle's voice,
yeah.
Or Kyle really convinced
is Kyle in this?
Because we hadn't done the Spirit of Christmas before this, right?
No, that was after.
So that was
you guys
the,
have mini creepy
voices
weird.
That sort of became the South Park kids. Now everyone thinks this is a blue screen shot, but
that's
this really
real
is
totally
Colorado
fake.
National Monument. We really
totally
were there.
Fake.
That really is the background.
It was awesome. I never got to see a lot of Colorado before this movie. This is a beautiful state.
That's
look at that. Look how
check
pretty
it
that
amazing.
Is.
It sucked. What are you talking about? We were hot tubbing 3 hours later, like with
fucking
a bunch of chicks.
Look at that.
Yeah,
that's
look
real,
how
man.
Beautiful that is.
And look where we live now. What happened to us?
Sucks.
Now we're in L.A.
Oh.
Come on,
we can just walk around.
That does look like an old like movie, like mad shots.
Yeah, it does. So now we get to the Japanese Indian section.
The real actors of the film.
Where we just.
Hey, there's some snow right there.
How did we do that?
That was a foreshadow.
So you can throw
the
snowball.
We shot this in like 4 different places.
So these were two Japanese students at University of Colorado.
No, they were from the university in Grand Junction.
Yeah, we recruited them. They were from Grand Junction. We met them that morning.
Oh, that's right.
It's pretty hard to find a Japanese person in Grand Junction.
But we found two.
Much less we'll come home and get up early.
Those were the only two, I think.
Dude, that hat is cool. Where is that? I don't want to wear that. Actually, let me take a minute to talk about the coat I'm wearing. The coat that I'm wearing, that green coat,
yeah, everyone wants
is
to know.
My great, no, yes, great grandfather's coat from World War I.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Really?
It's a World War I Army issue coat.
That is?
Yeah.
It looks kind of Elton John.
Isn't that cool?
That's really?
Cool.
That's really World War
I? It really is. It's like
that's pretty flashy. They were styling.
And it was
World
like
War
a family heirloom that they were so proud of, and I just drug it out of the attic and wore it in my
Yeah, you know, that thing was in like our warehouse for like about like a year.
You still have it?
I'm not sure who has it. If I find it, I'll sell it on eBay. Sell your ass on eBay.
Weep-wah,
that's my favorite
part. Isn't that real you?
My favorite part, yeah. Weep-wah.
He said, welcome to the land of blue light.
Now right there, I'm signing. The sign language is, Jesus Christ is dead.
That was the sign, yeah.
You
were so close. I mean, weren't they really that's saying stuff in Japanese during this stuff, too? Trey, didn't you have them really say stuff in Japanese over this?
Yes, they really are speaking Japanese.
Jesus Christ is dead.
Actually, no, I ADR'd this, too.
Tell that, too.
The one guy I...
Whoa, and then Jason gets pissed off.
Oh,
and then,
action! Action!
Whoa!
Hey!
Hello!
Dude.
Caught you off guard.
No, that's really that guy. That's me, though.
Yeah?
Bacchiaro.
I hate you. Definitely you.
You're stupid. I hate you.
Yeah, weren't you saying, like, this movie fucking sucks or something? Yeah.
This is a really stupid movie. That's what he just said there.
Maybe he just went up. Let's go
ahead. Let's just follow him. Yeah. And there's the snow, and that doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make any sense.
but we had to get them here.
Now this is right north of Boulder. This is like
this is in
5 miles outside of Boulder.
Some guys teepees. Check those teepees out. Teepees dude.
Randy, you
down. Yeah. I saw the teepees. I was like, really? Well, we got to shoot today.
We're gonna love them.
They only had a budget of about $200.
So. Yeah. Dave Hedge, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Dave Hedge, art director. That's cool. They knew how to do that shit.
Those are good looking beards you guys have.
Thanks. Actually, that was my real beard with just a little bit of, like, you know, black paint.
Okay, now, this guy we're about to see, Maki.
Best sushi in Boulder.
Maki is the owner of Sushi Zanmai in Boulder. If you ever go to Boulder, it's right near Pearl Street. It's called Sushi Zanmai, and he's the owner, and he sings karaoke there every night.
And he's an Orgasmo also.
Yeah. Go there for your birthday and have him play sax.
We put him in this movie because we knew we could get free dinners for about a year out of it.
Yeah, so, we had a lot of fun.
We did.
He styles
me now.
And you can too if you mention the movie.
This guy was good. The guy that we got, his sidekick. India.
This part's pretty smart. Come on. Yeah,
this there's a shot kind of where you can hear Dean jiggle his keys.
Oh yeah, that's right.
His car keys.
Oh, that's my favorite. No. I just
stop the movie and kick his ass for that.
Right. When the chick comes up. Remember that?
Wait. Watch this.
India. Totally. And shit.
Right here, right?
Yeah.
Wait, no, it's at the end of the scene.
That's right, buddy.
I took this girl out. I took her out to dinner at some restaurant, and it didn't go well.
It didn't?
No.
I thought you told me you went out with her for a little bit, and it was kind of good.
No. You're a liar, Dean?
That wasn't her?
No,
wasn't that a Japanese chick?
It was a different one.
Hi,
look at the love.
Look at her.
Really cute.
What was her name?
She must be. I don't remember. We gotta find her.
Yeah.
If you're out there, call me.
Call 310.
Call me. You'll be the only one, I swear.
10 days ago, the group of assholes like yourself. I told them.
Are you pissing me about the Jesus Christ?
Remember how we kept... Wait, is he...
Our friend George is here.
George is here?
Our friend George, who...
George Brand is the first guy to let us sleep on his couch in L.A.
And he's really the first person to like this movie. We brought the movie...
I think he's one of the only people ever liked this movie.
And George saw it and said, this is a great movie. And basically... Let us sleep in on his floor and on his couch and
Here's the keys.
There would be no South Park if not for George Brandon. I just want to say that right now.
Yep, George Brandon. George Brandon. 310.
Wait, but now
right here. There's the keys right here. It's in the shot.
Important cinema. Yep. I say that every day.
Here it is.
Like feather.
You kick ass.
Here comes Shane.
You didn't kick that.
I shaved my keys.
See, you shook him right there. Why does he have car keys? He's lost in the mountain.
That's your best pickup line ever.
You shithead. And I remember saying cut, and then Matt's like, what the fuck did you shake your car keys for?
Because that's what he does.
You fucking shithead.
Fuck you.
Dude, that's...
You're a fucking shithead.
You ruined that. That's your best moment.
Think. Oh, now the chopper's back. Here's Andy again.
Whoa.
Andy Kamler Mohawk.
So, you boys are looking at friends in Nihonjin too,
right? Nihonjin, of course, being Japanese for Japanese people.
Hey, grab your horse, Packer. She ran away.
What? Fucking twice, you take time to do
that. What's with the use of what in this movie?
I know, it is what all the time.
It's always what.
What's so funny?
And Andy always says, I'll say.
Come on, Packer. It's only a matter of time.
Bugs Bunny, right?
Where is he? You're boring, dumb, cheesemo miner. Well, it's better than just leaving traps where people can step in them and stuff. Killing all those furry little animals all the time.
Oh, don't hurt the little animals.
Ted Henwin, ladies and gentlemen. He's in New York.
Ted is gonna come kick your ass.
Ted is huge.
My money's on Ted.
He'd kick my ass in fucking Manhattan.
You're a Hollywood maggot, man. Ted's tough. He's in New York.
Here comes the Trapper song, which is a good song. But of course,
Oh, is that Robert? Is that Robert singing?
Robert could
actually
sing.
You know what? That's
so
Jason McHugh singing.
No,
McHugh.
It was a McHugh Muratori, but Kim had singing.
Yeah, we actually did this together a cappella.
Hey!
But actually, it's really Ted singing, actually. We let Ted's real voice in this, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, because it's so terrible. It's funny.
That was really comfortable. Look at the position.
Sweet. Remember that voice coming out?
Wait.
Dude, this song rules.
he was really singing that.
Yeah, he was really trying to hit the note.
He was stoked on it, wasn't he? He was like stoked on his singing.
Now he's going to kick your ass too, Jake.
Whatever, I'm going to point him over to your way. He really broke through those bricks too.
Wait, best part coming up. Ready?
Here's Andy.
Part. Here comes
Andy faggot.
Shut up, Bruce. Bruce, you sound fag. Shut up, dude. This is important to me, okay?
This is a moment for Andy and his parents.
My life has gone steadily downhill since this scene.
This was Andy's big moment in his life.
It's over. Over.
And it's over.
Wait, go back. Come on.
30 seconds are up.
Glory days. Scott Street. Then I'm going back
to
here.
It never got that good again until your ass was all in the
That's fucking horrible, man. We were trying, too.
The guitar was singing in the wrong key. No, I wasn't.
This is awesome.
It was Lofsenheim. I was singing E flat minor. It's called an F sharp major.
I think they're the same thing. I mean, E flat is the relative minor of F sharp.
But
which
that's
is
not
true.
True.
Is it?
E flat is the melody. Yeah.
No, it's actually half steps. It's quarter steps.
F sharp.
Half steps.
What's a
both of them together.
I like to get a quarter or
it's
an eighth step.
Half steps.
Because in a Mixolydian scale, the A would be sharp. That's what he said.
No, that's fucking bullshit, E-flat. Dude. That's
what is it?
Nah. All right, it is.
This is so.
It would be a race 13. See, we really are right.
But the argument doesn't make any sense.
What? 7 years later, we still haven't resolved this argument.
Oh, by the way, we haven't been keeping track of when we've been drinking because we just.
Everybody drink. If you're watching, drink whiskey.
Can I have the bottle opener, please?
That's mine. I was going to drink that beer.
We've been. See, I thought that was funny. You're a liar. You calling me a liar? Yes. It's just the timing was wrong.
I got it.
No, he's an opener, dude.
Oh!
Ouch! Hello! Action!
Wait, here's a personal space. Personal space. This is based on truth.
You need to go to timeout.
It's gonna hurt later.
Anyone else? Get out of my personal space!
That's a long story. I don't think we should get into that one. Why is this personal?
You can read the book.
What book?
Well, whatever.
I was okay with the Indians, and I watched the trappers every move.
Which isn't what I really said in that scene, but we ADR'd it.
Yeah.
What did you really say?
Now, remember this guy?
Steve Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you remember his name?
Steve Jackson. Cool. It's like Steve Austin, just put
he
a
was
Jackson.
Like the one English guy at CU that we sort of...
Hello.
Why would an English guy be in the Colorado Territory?
Yeah, exactly. It's a movie.
As a sheriff. That shit... Dude, that chick Edith, though, she's dead now, but she's from Lake
she's
City.
She's dead?
She's died, yeah. She
What'd
did.
She die of?
Well, fucking, she's fucking dead. She was really, like fucking 95, dead?
Dude, she's dead.
Dude, she was 90 when we shot the fucking movie, dude. She's like, she was alive.
Wait, look at this. Now, Trey's dad.
Trey's dad
is sentencing Trey to death.
But that each like Edith.
Now, that right there, the guy in the front row there, the guy with the glasses, is the mayor of Lake City.
That's right.
And then be taken to a place of execution prepared for this purpose within the limits of the town of Lake City.
This was really the speech and given to Alfred Packer.
It's right.
Your dad's a good actor.
Until you're dead.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
That was my dad.
Your dad's. I think your dad was the best of the dad actors, actually. We'll give a little props out.
Yeah. Really, I should have given him another chance.
But what was up with this? Remember she says, like, you know, what was her line? Edith's line?
You man like, son of a bitch.
It was a real line from the case, right?
Yep.
Originally, when she threw the tomato at you, you said, Mom,
We
cut that.
That's right.
One.
That's right.
Why you cut that? That was funny.
It's 11 if you guys want.
Why is he walking like that?
Oh, is it fuck?
Right now.
Oh, can we stop? Can we? Pause.
Okay.
That's where we left off.
Yeah, that's where we left off. So that was actually a day shot that we made look like nighttime.
That was called Day for Night.
Yeah. And this is at... This is SCU.
Old Main.
The Old Main.
Old Main SCU. SCU. It's actually built
like that. This was a song... God, we went through so many versions of the song, I remember. And we finally got to...
This is a great song.
This Side of Me.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
I remember listening to it the
Where's
first
everybody?
Time.
We gotta get everyone back in here.
Hey, everybody. Where are you, everybody? Okay, where's the old gang?
We're in this song.
This is the special moment part of the whole movie. It is actually, I cried the first time I heard it.
Yeah, you know, if you took this song and put cool words to it, melodically, it's a really nice song.
Yeah.
And this shows off the singing talents of Miss Toddie Walters.
Yeah.
Toddie Walters is a great singer.
Amazing singer.
You should buy her new album.
Except you can't really buy it anymore.
Her new album, Houses of the Holy.
Her new album, Diver Down.
Toddie Walters, Houses of the Holy. Toddie Walters, Diver Down.
She rips on that.
So there's a joke. Because, of course, that's a silly picture for such a nice song.
Yeah.
I said, guys, we need a silly picture.
I actually took that photo. I remember how silly it was.
That's right.
So I took it, yeah. It's a silly moment.
You know what's funny is that Toddie looks older there than she does now.
Yeah.
No, she does. That's weird.
She's, like, fat there compared to how she is now, huh?
Toddie's
fresh. Hefty there, boy. Must be 105.
You're scaring Toddie. Toddie's a joke. Wow. I'm saying you're thin now.
See, if this was a Sting song, everyone would be like, wow, what a great fucking song. But because it was me, no one fucking gave a shit.
You faggot.
Fuck Sting.
This is a fucking Sting.
Sorry, I'm not Sting.
Fuck you, Sting.
Want some more whiskey?
Need some more whiskey.
You'll be okay. It's okay.
Wow, we've almost finished off this bottle.
There's a lot of movie left and not a lot of bottle left.
This is pretty funny right here. This is a funny part.
Well, this is our buddy. What was this? What did
Kevin.
He
Kevin.
But what? Kevin was the like script supervisor or something.
No, he was.
He was some guy. His second.
No, but he
second AD.
Oh yeah.
Second.
Wasn't
second.
He Andy? Like second AD.
Second.
Second AD. What compass? Where is he looking?
See, that's funny.
Where is she looking?
And then he feels uncomfortable, so he leaves. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Sure. Let's just explain every joke.
Song going, but you got to keep the jokes coming.
You know, I always thought that wasn't a very low cut dress for her.
What?
That's not what this was about, Jason.
What's it about?
Nice. And
cry.
Okay, who didn't fall in love with Toddie on this shoot?
I didn't actually.
Oh, I didn't.
Fuck you, Andy.
Or okay, Scott, you got her. Everyone else fell in love with her too, though.
Well,
once it's your friend's girl, you. It's all fun.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Actually, that's the way it works.
Just like you and Ted.
Once she became my girlfriend, you're supposed to not say shit like that.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole.
Fucking dick.
Just like you and Ted. Like Ted was off limits.
Yeah. So he took Kimberly, and you fucking jacked off.
So notice, of course, that Miss Pride never changes clothes in this movie.
Yeah. That makes good sense.
Now, Mr. Packer, she's a stinky girl.
So she must smell.
Wait, what?
What are you doing?
How am I doing?
He's building a dollhouse still.
What do you mean by sneaky?
When? Well, alright. Never.
Yeah, right on.
Okay, but wait, are we getting to the Cyclops scene yet? Because that's one of my
favorites. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Can't wait.
Girl. I just met the man last week.
Here's Toddie and I arguing, which happened quite
this was
a lot more in the past than the next 8 years.
This was foreshadow. Set up, payoff.
Dean, you gotta talk some more, bud.
Yeah, I guess
we need some more Dean Bahar.
I basically met on this shoot and then dated for the next eight years.
It was a long time.
And as of about 3 months ago, we're not dating anymore.
fucked up. That's fucked up.
It's time to make the next movie,
this
Trey.
Scene was shot on four different days, remember?
Make another movie.
Remember, this scene was shot on four different days.
No, that's five right. or six. And five
this is in Loveland.
Loveland's
this is in Loveland. That's in North Boulder.
Yeah. Yeah, this is...
That's why it's such a close-up. And now back to Loveland.
Now back to Loveland.
And now back to North Boulder.
We're nowhere near each other here.
Let's see. Art of movie making at its finest.
It's movie magic. You don't even know. It's seamless.
Oh, really? Good. Hey, what?
See, that's rad. And you really can't tell that this is two completely different.
You know,
this is literally 200 miles apart.
Yeah.
Because of that kick-ass teepee.
Yeah.
You're kidding. You're not kidding.
That's great.
Runs off.
This was
now, this is somewhere
else. Though, yeah.
This is somewhere else.
This is up...
This
is Loveland,
No, 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 no. This was Loveland, and then... Loveland. But he walks...
You're wrong.
No, no.
That's up Flagstaff.
No, yep. That's Loveland.
Yeah, it's all shot in different places. That's up Flagstaff.
We do things kind of like Loveland.
It was shot in four different places.
No, that's Loveland, and then we cut to him in Flagstaff. I swear to God.
Yeah.
That's Loveland. And the next is Flagstaff.
We work the same way Lucas does.
We're like George Lucas.
This
here.
Is where Jabba the Hutt was.
See,
holy
that's
fucking like Lucas,
the scene before was Loveland, dude.
No, but Flagstaff, that's
but
Loveland.
Dean's shot.
No, 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 but Dean's shot is Loveland.
Will you shut up because it's not true. That's Loveland
that's
right
Loveland.
There.
No,
that's the
not,
ski
that's
area.
Loveland. That's Loveland.
And that's Flagstaff.
Flagstaff. But
right.
Dean's shot before this, the Dean single shot is Loveland.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. No, movie magic fucked you. Movie magic fooled even
you
guys. I'll kill you.
No way.
Jason, take your
This is why we didn't make a sequel.
We were supposed to make a sequel, actually. Alfred Packer, Trouble in Jamaica, but whatever. Financing problems.
See, they're in Flagstaff.
There's...
But when you cut to Dean...
I'm in Loveland.
Dean
single... That's amazing, dude.
Trying to watch the fucking
right?
movie.
Who the fuck does that?
I would never do that.
That's movie
and
magic.
That's in Loveland.
That's Loveland. And a scene with Dean and her is
Who
Loveland.
The fuck does that?
Yeah, that's amazing. Nobody does that. That's too stupid.
That's just too dumb.
All right. We are now opening a whole new
And now back
scotch.
To there, back to North Boulder.
And we got the sound.
And then we're the reverse. We're in Loveland, and then we are in North Boulder.
I remember I was going to be in that scene, but they forgot my costume that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, we had to use someone else's
Yeah, I got cut. It's tough. Hollywood's tough there.
Watch out for Cyclops. Hello,
Animation.
Homer. Homer's Odyssey.
So now here we are in the Black Canyon.
Black Canyon is a beautiful place.
Yeah,
I was amazed.
Amazing
my
place
that
most
there.
Players don't know
so
about
pretty.
In Colorado. And we actually
so
went down into it.
It doesn't look right, Packer. We're in a shower!
Okay, we're AVRing on the
Here's
line.
Some horrible fucking reverb.
I don't want him to make it sound right.
Here, this is reverb sounds right.
Yeah, thank you.
There's some shitty-ass straight hair beards, too.
Look at
Special
that.
Effects
Look
budget?
At that shit, dude. That's
right
gnarly.
Here.
Yeah.
He's got gangrene.
This scene right here, remember this?
This is your best acting.
Trey laughed on every take of that.
I don't remember going down in the canyon, but we did.
No, yeah. we did. And oh, then yeah. we like we That's got so down there, we shot this scene out, this scene out, and then
Mr. Drunkard.
Hey,
whatever. We were in the hot tub by 5:30.
That's right, I remember that.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And you're right.
With Kim Kidder.
Yeah.
No, I was with Domla Dogan.
You were a Domla.
Dude, Domla.
Who was with Elky? I can't remember.
I was.
Oh, that's right.
That was me, yeah. And it
wasn't long before we were deep. That's a real shot. That's near Ouray, right?
Here's
that's,
this.
Yeah, that's near... No, that's, that was...
This is in Ouray.
Red Mountain Pass.
This is Ouray. The shot before is Lake City.
This is Ouray.
This is Dean's best scene.
And we really...
I'm sorry.
Little sheepy. Wait, that's in Boulder, though.
Look. A sheep!
Now again, that's from Homer's Odyssey. If you've ever read it, the Cyclops has sheep, and that's what the Odysseus is trying to get is Homer's sheep.
It's true. So, we had a whole meeting where we crafted the whole script. Yeah.
What about Ulysses?
Odysseus.
Odysseus, A.K.A.
This is where I got soft. This is a changing scene for me. Where I go from
these
like
are really bad beards.
To
see, and everyone's like, "Oh, is he gonna shoot the little sheep? He can't shoot the sheep."
Look at that bastard!
That's
look
a shitty ass beard.
Just,
Ian got caught in an avalanche on the way down
look
from
at
Red Mountain.
Oh.
And that's Ted Henwood.
Hey. Again. That's look. Actually one of the trappers, but in a different costume.
And he's
kind of
like,
Eddie Murphy.
That's funny.
I just squirt pus.
Yeah, cream soda.
Like, why would your eye just spew pus?
And cream soda.
That's a good beard right there.
Yeah, that's a real nice beard. Yeah. That's the best beard.
Yeah, we cost us $5,000.
Coming out of his eye, dude.
That's Dean Bihar, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
Dean, why don't you talk?
I was in bread on that scene.
Wait, remember that take where we hit him in the balls? Puss.
Puss, sheep, run, wait, this action.
This scene has everything.
But in this scene, though, the one we cut was where we, like, turned around when someone got hit in the balls by the rock or something.
Right, yeah.
And we got that cut.
Because we're like, how do we get away from the Cyclops? But then we thought,
now we just run. I realized maybe
the men were losing some hope. This is very Kyle right here. Look at our situation here.
Come to the conclusion that we're completely fucked. Is there someone narrating?
Has anybody else made this discovery? But I'm sure this is the right way.
And of course, probably the most famous song from the film.
Yeah.
It's a special song.
The world is black. And tears run from your eyes. And maybe we'll all get really sick. And maybe we'll all die. So let's build a snowman. We can make him our best friend. We can name him Tom. We can name him Thor. We can make him tall. Or we can make him not so tall. Snowman. We'll have a happy face, happy smile, happy point of view. You build me a snowman, and I'll build one for you. So let's build a snowman. We can make him our best friend. We can name him Bob, or we can name him Beowulf. We can make him tall, or we can make him not so tall. Snowman. Hey!
Did was try to keep from freezing. We were all frostbitten and on our last legs when the butcher suggested that we eat our shoes.
Why not eat my fucking shoes?
He said the salt and the leather would only hold us over for the night, but we didn't care. It was one more night to stay alive.
We're just prolonging the inevitable. We're dying. As in dead. As in no or nothing.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
You realize how stupid that sounds right now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You know, pretty soon this whole trip will be behind us, and we can look back on it with fond memories.
What fond memories?
You have to stay optimistic. This is nothing that a little positive thinking can't help us get through.
How the hell can you say that? You're frostbitten worse than the rest of us.
Well, you never realize what a good time you're having until after it's over.
Swan. Why don't you take a goddamn minute to look around and...
You're wasting valuable energy.
Well, then tell him to shut up.
Swan, shut up.
What?
So here we are back. We actually had a little technical malfunction because we're all drunk.
Bruce is drunk.
He's sitting once again right outside of Boulder, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's in Netherlands.
No, it's outside of Boulder.
Netherlands, dude.
What should we do?
Watch this gunshot.
He totally knew.
Watch this gunshot. It actually in mind, no budget, college movie.
He got injured.
Pretty rad.
Yeah, it's like, you don't get any better than this.
Just check this out, George Lucas.
Oh! That's awesome! That's pretty fucking sweet!
Awesome, just that clown.
He said it hurt
blood.
Like hell, too.
Deal with that. Everyone should deal with that. Suck on that.
Those are good-looking beards, too. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, suck on those beards.
Explosive like on the back
of
his head. You
got the best gunshot and the worst beards all in one scene.
It felt like getting hit in the head with a bag of bricks.
It was almost like his head went back, and then it
went. That's what happens.
Which is what would happen.
You're realistic, dude. That's what they call that.
Another little Kyle line.
Throw the gun down. Threw it on my jacket.
You did?
Yeah. Of course, that refrain being part of Sprinkles. The sky is blue.
My favorite line is coming up here.
Back to Trey's backyard.
Look at that.
Happy.
That's pretty good makeup right there.
Really Robert and Mary Torrey.
Wait, I got something.
I got something funny. Wait, here's Matt. Matt.
Oh, Matt. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, dude.
Weak.
Matt just farted in the mic. That's for you.
Weak,
Matt
dude.
Has trouble expressing himself, so that's how he does it.
Dean, he was farting on you there.
That's
all right. Now, what I want to say about this.
Here's my favorite line is the butt line.
Yeah, but this is because while we were shooting, I saw the movie Alive.
Oh,
because
great
everyone's
movie.
Like, you gotta see this movie, it's about cannibalism, blah, 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 blah.
Fucking funny movie.
And I noticed that they had this big problem with, we can't eat each other, we can't eat other people. And when they decide to do it, the guy cuts right into the guy's ass.
It's true.
If you watch the movie Alive, he seriously goes right to the ass. And so
he eats ass.
That's what's inspired me to do this scene this way.
I don't want that piece.
That was inspiration.
Well, heck yeah, why not?
Wait a minute, Humphrey, you wouldn't even eat your shoes.
Well, yeah, but you put your feet in shoes.
What?
But what do we eat? Well, you're the butcher.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. So, Butch.
Dude,
Butch.
Fuck you.
That's a sweet beard right there. This is my favorite.
And we were so concerned with the fact that we'd look so young because we were like 21, 22, that we were like, let's put some gray in Jason's beard.
Yeah, that gray helps out.
That dummy doesn't move at all.
What piece do you want? Well, not butt.
Hello?
That's the best line.
That was directly from that movie Alive.
From Alive.
Watch Alive.
Because why would you just cut into the butt? It'd be all fat.
If you were going to eat somebody, what part of somebody would you eat?
Titties.
Thigh.
Oh, look it.
That's real raw meat.
I would just go right to the cooch. What about you, Dean?
Cooch.
What part would you eat?
What would you eat, dude?
Cooch?
Balls?
I think I would eat cooch.
Balls?
I would have to admit. That would probably be really good, actually.
See, that's ironic.
Ah!
The reason that's funny is because it's irony.
It's ironic.
It's so sweet.
Dude, that
which wasn't the line
out.
You said, but we ate yards later. I think he's eating a foot.
I'm drunk.
Hello? Why would he be eating a foot?
Oh, look, you got all my pants.
But then he goes to sleep. Now, see, this
is awesome right here.
In Oklahoma, there's the big dream ballet sequence, and I wanted you to do the same thing because I think.
Dude, this is probably the coolest thing ever right here.
Yeah, this is.
This will never be repeated.
I forgot about this.
This was some stage near Boulder.
Yeah.
This is the coolest thing ever.
And I'm wearing tights. Now, what I want everyone to notice here. Wait, watch this. I want everyone to see my big fucking bulge.
That was a stand-in. Stand-in.
Fuck you. No, that's me. That's me.
this is the best thing ever.
Yeah, because we thought we had to cut to see this rad dancing. Now, that's obviously not me, but that is. But that isn't.
Whoa.
No, it's not. But that is.
Is not. Is not. Oh, is.
Dude. Like, you rent this movie and you're sitting there going, what the fuck am I watching and why?
What the fuck is that?
And who told me?
And who told me?
Why did I rent this?
Why did I rent this and why am I still watching it?
Who am I?
God,
is that Robert? Is that Robert
that's,
doing that?
No, that's the same guy.
It's the same guy.
Dude, Andy Kemmler's renting this movie.
But see, this is really heightening the conflict. Oh, he stabs me. But he didn't because it's just a dream.
Just a dream.
But wait, you gotta talk about Ike.
Ike.
We're all...
We're really not.
Why'd you scream Ike?
Okay, why I screamed Ike was because there's an Alpha Packer drama movie made called... What was it called? Alpha Packer?
The Legend of Alpha Packer.
It was really dramatic.
And he, for no explainable reason, he wakes up out of a dream and screams Ike! And so I was just making fun of that. So again, it was not caring what the general public thought, but just making myself laugh.
Now here we are in your brother. This is actually snowing.
It was fucking cold.
It was the only
cold.
Scene we shot, and it was actually snowing.
That's right.
And it was freaking
cold
out.
Dude.
But look how good it looks.
Also.
That looks amazing.
Before this scene, Dean was singing Fuck You, I Won't Do What You Tell Me. He was singing Rage Against the Machine.
That's right. We were listening to that album.
I had to tell him about how I raped
so
his family so he could
cold.
Get in the character.
It was cold.
Oh,
it was
God.
So cold. It was so cold.
Dude, we thought we were going to get an avalanche from that big fucking hill above us.
It was. It was avalanche danger.
It was avalanche danger.
You are fucking drunk, Ian. Really, really, really drunk.
That's not true.
Right now.
That's not true.
It is. Walk a straight line.
Now, this was all completely ad-libbed. We just wanted...
Yeah. Actually, Matt really did want to beat the shit out of Ian at
they really
this point
were fighting.
In time. But actually, I think Ian had the upper hand here.
Yeah.
I think and Ian did want to get laid.
None of the ad-lib really worked, so I just voice over and over it.
You gave it the old Abraham Lincoln save.
Because Leanne wasn't really with a dirty
but no,
trapper.
Check
she was
out
a dirty fucking acapella singer
check
guy.
Out Matt and Ian in the background, dude. Those really guys are running around.
And now she's with the manager of Foley.
This is pretty soon when
he
comes in.
Hi, I'm worth $7 million, and she's with the manager of Foley's. What? Oops! Wait, here's the Abe Lincoln part.
Quiet. Shut up. Best part of the movie. Best part of the movie.
Abe Lincoln.
Dude, this film rules.
Abe Lincoln. I love this movie.
I forgot how sweet this movie was. Now, here we were. This was right outside of Boulder, too.
Yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
God, I'm so fucked up, you guys.
This is the day that Alex walks
so
off the set.
Drunk.
You are. I can tell that you are.
This is the day. Wasn't Dean being a little bitch?
He was like 2 hours late.
See, here's the reprise of what I'm asking for. Wait, what? Okay.
That's better.
So now, that part was funny. Because it was like the happy,
reprise, but we're all sad.
Yeah. But, okay.
That's ironic.
So now what I was trying to show was... The disparity. He manages Foley.
We need to show this.
Dean, have you been drinking too?
What's wrong?
Are you okay, Dean? Dean, say something to everyone.
Dude, that's
out
a
there
big bottle there.
In DVD land.
I love Oban Scotch.
Sponsorships opportunity.
So fucking good.
Isn't it? You can taste the wooden
You can taste the wood.
It's as good as like a night at Joe Arsenault's house on like a full moon with a head full of roofies.
Now, apparently what really happened in the Alpha Packer is that Packer claimed that he went to go find a different route, and when he came back, everyone was dead. And so that's what I was trying to relate here, because I really think Packer was innocent.
It might be true.
Except for one.
I remember we shot the scene after we did our...
Your story might be true.
Wait, this is after... Right during this scene, Channel 2 News was there, and they said they got Watch the Children on tape.
Which
right,
was the beginning of Chef.
Which was about 24 hours before your
big
LSD trip of Chef.
Because the week before this scene, we tripped on acid, and we came up with Chef.
And that was really good acid, I remember. I remember you got it from the source, actually.
Wow, this is great scotch.
All right, now he's back.
So now I'm back.
This is pretty funny right here.
Oh, look at that. That's pretty rad.
Look at that.
Hello,
and
big
he's got
party.
An axe in his cock.
Oh, I hurt. Wait, his knee's
he's got
gone.
No leg.
Whoa.
It's actually just buried in the snow.
Remember, he had to bury Dean's head in the snow for this.
Don't worry, Matt's leg is okay. And this is what Alpha Packer really claimed, was that he went to go look for another route, and when he came back, Bell had gone insane and killed everyone. So that's the route we took with this, was that maybe what Packer said was true.
Historically correct.
I mean, now we have enough meat to last us for weeks. Hell, we may even make it till summer. Yes, sir, the Lord works in the mysterious ways.
Because, of course, it's the Christian that goes insane.
Psycho.
We can say we lost the
Psycho Christian bullshit.
I think we should probably just go tell somebody, you know.
And now look at my crepe hair beard here. It's not the best. But see, Ian's beard is real.
Yeah, Ian had a real beard.
Because
real
Ian beard. Decided at 21 so I needed a beard.
He fucked up the whole
if he would have had a big beard.
Look old.
If I have a beard, everyone takes me more
beard.
Seriously.
I think he still has that beard, dude. Come on. Be cool.
Fuck, dude.
Look at that beard.
It makes all the other beards look that much more fake.
My beard is sweet. And there's Jason being dead.
Oh, it's so dead. I just smoked a lot of weed that day.
Oh, here we go. Special effects.
Oh,
now, what people don't know... Wait, this is what he says. Listen. Children.
Watch the children.
That's right. Yeah,
because for some reason we all always said watch the children, which became Chef saying, of course. But
children.
Now watch this.
This part's funny.
Now watch. Gunshot again. Again, a really good gunshot.
This is sweet.
Look at that. That was rad.
I
was
back. I remember we came up with the scene where around the corner, just talking.
Yeah,
bullshit.
That's right.
Remember
yeah.
around the corner.
We came up with the scene around the corner.
Yeah. Remember we were gonna throw a toaster at him and shit.
Now see, normally you would do this scene really quickly.
But not us. No way.
I don't
know. We've got a lot of film to burn.
Oh!
Trey Parker.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, eyeball. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh,
in the eye.
Please, dude.
That was a real fart.
Yeah, that was Trey Parker, ladies and gentlemen. Climactic moment.
Yes!
Wait.
It's close.
What's this?
Oh, no.
Oh, weak, dude.
Keeps on trucking.
Keeps
the
on
scene
trucking.
That wouldn't
wait,
end.
That guy's still alive.
Get him. Get him.
The fuck? Snowball, orange,
okay,
anything.
Another drink.
Poster.
Uh-oh.
But you see, they're
he
starving, but he's throwing an orange.
Horseshoe.
Whoops. By the way, everyone, a scotch buzz is the best buzz in the world.
Oh.
Oh.
That's not real.
That's not real.
He's okay.
He's all right. That's a fake ass.
He has two babies and a wife.
Put the phone down.
Two?
Two. Ronan and...
Keldon.
Flagablugga.
Ronan? The movie Ronan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has a hot chase sequence.
Now, here's where I'm thinking, I need to be silly.
No, this was serious, dude. This
and
is
yet,
your whole
silly.
Moment.
And what? Yet, keep cool.
What? Silly?
Silly. Try
silly,
to keep cool.
Silly.
Silly. but still kind of scary.
Silly.
It's still kind of scary.
Whoa.
Ooh, I'm not sure.
And scene.
No, it's silly. Oh. It's silly. Wait, oh.
All right, that's it. That's enough of that.
God damn.
That's her fucking
so
ever.
Wasted.
Wow. That was intense.
What, the dollhouse? And it never gets paid off. First rule is pay everything on, and we never pay off the dollhouse.
No, except for that.
Except for dollhouses.
Do we even shoot a payoff to the dollhouse?
No, no, except for that. We shot a payoff to the beards. We're all ZZ Top, but you can't see that in the movie.
So here we are.
God.
I think we're all going to have to sleep here.
This is pretty funny right here.
This is Marty Leeper.
Yeah, there is no reason for this scene at all.
Except that Marty Leeper was more hungover here than he's ever
been.
But
it's good.
Marty Leeper was another film school friend.
But he was kind of a juicer, too.
He's a drunk.
A little juicer.
He was just comic timing here.
He was as drunk as we are now.
No one's as drunk as we are.
Except for Marty.
When he does his thing, remember, he just forgot his line.
Just check out the
line was supposed to be, you know what they say about sunrise? That's when there aren't any fish, but he couldn't remember that, and so he just forgot, and it became the best
really
take.
Funny.
And
wait,
what we really thought.
But why aren't there any fish?
Think about it.
Alright.
Yeah, think of Jesus.
But see, look at this. This doesn't make any sense, because we've left Packer in a very volatile, important moment, and then all of a sudden we're just like, oh, he's fine.
Yeah.
This really needed some more writing here. This needed, like, two more scenes.
It'd be a longer movie.
Yeah, we should.
Here it is.
We should have lengthened this. Brain fart.
And see, I'm about to laugh. And I laugh there, and then I turn around and I'm not laughing.
Hold it.
And then I walk out of frame and I laugh again. And this doesn't make any sense because I see Leanne. But of course I would have seen them too. They're right there.
Come on.
That is terrible.
The guy with Stone Cat.
You know,
that
is terrible. The guy that she dumped me for that now that was the a cappella group.
Yeah, let's up.
You know what he does now? Guess what he does now?
A cappella.
I couldn't.
He sells insurance.
Hello. He does it a cappella.
He sells insurance in Denver. Thanks.
All right.
Whoops.
What kind of insurance does he sell? I could use a new. I need a new program.
What?
$8.
Now see what's really going on here. I think we should have cut this whole part. Really,
we should have just cut.
We
right
needed
back.
To know that that Leanne
this
was
is the
with
part
the trapper,
where we should
so
just cut right to hang the bathroom.
This is really good right here.
This was the
oh,
day,
you know what happened here? We shot a scene.
Drinking
we
food.
Lost the sound. Remember this? We shot a scene.
Dude,
we lost
like
the sound.
Remember,
we couldn't
right
remember
here.
What people
Wait,
said.
This is funny.
Tell me you lost the rest of your party.
Did he say having a little
We couldn't remember
food?
What I said.
I'm having a little drinky poo.
Drinky poo.
But see, that's not what I really said. We could never figure out what I really said, so we just said drinky poo.
We leave it up to you, funny people.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it does. It makes sense.
How does it feel to be riding my horse?
Totally
see, this
sense.
Was from the heart. Everyone
just
in this
saw
house
them.
Ridden your horse.
And then
that's
they come in the bar and they're like, hey.
Fucking horse.
Wait. We got to point out the boom girl now, Kimberly. She's
titties.
In the scene.
Titties.
She is?
Yeah, she's in the scene.
Yeah.
There's a drunk guy.
He's drunk.
And he really was drunk here.
Yeah.
Like well, we are now.
We shot this scene the night before we shot the scene earlier, actually.
Where's the boom girl?
She's in it. She hits you over the head with a bottle.
Which is a real pass.
Yep, which is where they found the bodies.
I'll take you downtown.
Downtown? There is no downtown.
They're in the Old West.
You're drunk.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Cyclops!
The walls are closing in on Packer.
Watch out.
This is really the third act. The walls are closing in on the main character.
Shit's going down. He needs like some kind of like some sort of spiritual uplifting thing to like turn in the corner.
Oh, this is we did all the.
Whoa! Look, you got your ass kicked there.
Oh,
that must have hurt.
And this used to be a really long, big scene, but it sucked so bad that we cut it off.
Okay,
can you hear all the background noise we did, like black people?
Okay, boom slut.
Boom slut.
Oh, there
is
she
that. That's her.
Kimberly!
That's her.
She's married now, dude. Forget about it.
Is she married now?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Andy's 65, not, she has gangster.
Let's just say Andy's not getting any of that.
Thanks. There's an alien shadow in that scene.
An alien.
Third alien. Not the movie.
Yeah, there's no reason for this scene.
It's almost over, dude. Hang in there.
There's no reason for this scene.
Terrible.
There's no reason for any of this.
Except this.
Why
part,
is that black spot there?
And for
so
some reason,
can come up.
We thought we needed a black spot there in order to post an image of an Indian over, which you don't need at all.
Well, no, in the 80s, you did need that.
No, it wasn't the 80s, it was the 90s.
Oh, well, if it was the 80s, you would have
This was only like 6 years ago.
Well, if it was the 80s, you would have fucking needed that, dude.
Look at that. That's breakaway a table.
That was no, that was a real table.
Oh. No, that was a breakaway table.
That's the Cyclops saying Jinkies.
Jinkies was a reference from what? Oh, right, right.
Yeah, we could have done with all without this whole part here.
No, no, this
part is so unnecessary.
But then you got a big knife.
Yeah, we need to establish
again
big
another
knife
homoerotic
and big...
theme. Which obviously I'm not hitting him because he's not moving.
No, he's just like Iron Balls McGinney, except he's not. wait. Shh.
Now, of all now, the ADR we did in this movie, we actually didn't ADR his voice. He actually sucked helium.
We actually thought we had to have him suck helium.
Yeah. That
and he
that,
was about to pass out like 14
that guy
different times.
More helium than I've seen in like a dead show parking lot.
We are personally responsible for his like
lack
of brain power now.
I think that's what's affected him to this day.
Yeah. Now here's a little joke.
Everyone's running back into the building and running out again. We can do this. Yeah.
This is all special effects. This is computers.
Yeah.
How'd you make so many people run out of the building?
James
computers.
Cameron used the same effect in Titanic. It's fucking more badass here, though, dude.
Wait, pass me the
scotch.
There
goes Trey.
We need
scotch
more
for Trey, dude. Scotch for Trey. Oh, man. Dude, this is
the melancholy moment.
This is the Frankenstein moment here. Frankenstein.
No.
Wait, see the line?
You can see the line where I'm supposed to run.
Frankenstein.
Oh, go there.
Frankenstein.
Oh, dude. I'm fucking wasted right now.
I've never seen Trey this drunk. Except for that last week.
Except for last week.
Yeah, the last week before that.
This is
that.
Funny. This is really good, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I like this one.
This is Andy's favorite part.
That's what I'm talking like.
If you've ever been to Wyoming, it really is.
Those of you in Wyoming will really get that joke.
Yeah. Yellowstone is nice, but you know the rest.
Yeah,
of
we should have made that like a 5-minute scene.
We should have made that. That could have been a movie in itself.
Yeah, really.
Hello.
You should have a little inner title that said Wyoming.
Dude, we gotta go to a titty bar.
No, dude, it's
what time
almost
is
over,
it?
Dude. Come on.
What time
like,
is
we
it?
We got like 10 minutes.
It's not
left.
Even midnight.
Oh, dude.
Foreplay.
We have Foreplay's
hours,
open for two more hours.
Are you buying? Andy's playing. Wait, this is Matt's big scene.
I get
this is Matt's big cross dressing scene.
7 minutes to midnight?
Hey, nice
oh, yeah,
here.
This line. I remember this.
Sweet, yeah.
Hey, quiet. Shh.
And that's Matt. That is Matt right there, dressed as a woman, sitting down.
You faggot.
Matt was like, "Please let me dress as a woman in this movie." And I said, "No, Matt." I said, "Someday we might have a famous TV show, and you won't want people to see you as a woman."
There's got to be a scene where I can do that.
So here's the big irony, and this is how it all comes around, and what you'll really appreciate.
There's my mom.
Leanne was actually a dance choreographer, and I had Leanne come and choreograph this scene. So Leanne, the real Leanne, is actually choreographing this dancing and came to do this. And I don't know why I did that, except that I wanted her to see that I was making a movie about her.
No, dude, this is the same day MTV showed up.
That's right.
We were ready to put it in her face.
Because I thought that was about as far as I was going to go, and I wanted her to see that she had made the wrong choice between me and the insurance salesman.
There she is, guys. There.
Acapella.
There.
Yeah,
she's right there on
the, that's her. Acapella.
She was with Steve Jackson.
She should have done this acapella.
Oh, that's hardcore, man.
You know, I could make this movie so much better right now.
There's some other girls you thought.
I think I need to reshoot it.
Reshoot. No, except for the cowbell cell. This is perfect.
You couldn't do the cowbell cell.
This
cell
is perfect. Chris Graves, ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Graves was also a DP on the show.
Yes.
He was also a big faggot.
That was Jason McHugh that said that.
Not Stone.
That was Jason McHugh.
If you're going to sue someone for libel, it'll be Jason McHugh.
If you want to sue anyone, sue Jason.
Matt.
Yeah, she's in the front. She made a habit of putting herself in the front.
She never got in front of Kenwood. Hey, I looked all over for these puppets.
Now, here's all my cousins.
I drove miles.
My cousins,
for these puppets.
Amber, Brianna, and Cody. That's all them.
There they are.
Amber's got cute
love. Except
dude,
for
don't
little
go
Kim.
There.
Wait, watch.
Do not go there.
Watch how Kenwood, Brad Gordon fucks his scene up.
Look at Kenwood.
Watch how Brad Gordon fucks his scene up.
Yeah, because he's the only one that screwed
up. Wait, what's that black chick doing there?
God, he's stupid. The lawyer, look, on the right.
Because all these extras,
Kemmler.
We didn't have to pay them. We just said, if you come, we'll give you a free lunch, which was a hot dog and beans. And for hot dog and beans, they all came.
I mean, come
which
on.
Which is why I love Colorado and hate it.
Watch him fuck it up. Ready? Look, everyone. Oh, Brad.
Oh, Brad, he fucked it up.
God damn.
Brad, you're the only actor in the whole movie.
This is Steve Jackson.
Yes, I do.
Why are you Scottish?
And that sniffle was real because I had a cold on that day.
Probably the most important thing is that when things get really bad and the world looks its darkest, you just have to throw up your hands and say, well, all right. Because it's probably going to get a whole hell of a lot worse.
Which is a line from Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein, but of course, the finish wasn't, it's going to go to hell a whole lot worse. It was, things are going to get better. But I changed it to, it's going to get worse.
That's
because insurance salesman, da 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 da.
Totally.
My dad's only got
suck it, suck it. Well,
and here's,
whoa,
here's this Polly Pry. What is it in the same outfit?
Wait, this defines Spadoinkle.
That's actually
this is the definition of Spadoinkle.
That's actually not Toddy on a horse. That's Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's
Jabba
all digital.
Was expensive for that scene.
That's all digital.
No, that's all fine.
Come on. No, I'll work it
now.
This is the climax of the movie.
Small voice.
Guys, this is important.
Small voice.
Cannot legally be tried under state law.
What? Which is really what happened.
Which
that's how
happened.
They really
this
got him
true.
Set
free. Historically correct.
Mr. Mills, it's you.
Listen to all the,
did you know
dick.
About this?
The black people is the,
Tell me, why are you doing this? Because I've learned something.
It would which go, is why you? What happened in South Park. It's always come
I
around
like,
to I learned something.
I like the lead player. He's a lot better looking than you are.
Yeah, but now she doesn't care. Now she's fucking dumb me.
Wow. Come on, bro. You can make another movie.
Fucked up.
You're going to have a group hug.
Hey.
And suddenly it got windy.
Oh, where's all this wind coming from?
Soft breeze.
She is a hot mom, though.
Hey,
Andy, I'm gonna fucking kick your ass.
What?
She's so hot. Come on, so
dude.
Fucking hot.
Oh,
but hey!
Here we go, wait.
That's his real dialogue. He's
no,
he breathed in helium before
that's
that.
True.
Shot. I'm not kidding.
Oh, look at that.
Oh!
Actually, Trey was dead for that moment.
Because we love
jerky,
the jerky
we
boys.
We loved the jerky boys at the time before we saw their movie.
Oh,
that's gonna hurt.
Look at that. Look at those special effects, bitch.
And notice that he said ow as his head hit the ground, which really couldn't
hello,
happen.
Hello, you could do
I mean,
that.
Come
irony.
On.
Irony.
That's a funny looking noose.
Oh, Andy just farted on Dean.
Oh,
no!
Andy, right here.
Your horse,
so. Oh, horse farted.
Andy,
that's solid.
Save his life.
And Leanne could, though.
You're a dick.
Wait. Leanne farts.
What the fuck?
He punched me right in the ass.
Because really the point was, okay, you know what? I don't need Lee anymore. I can do a Toddy. And I was a Toddy for 8 years, and then I fucked I can't be a Toddy anymore.
Fucking
suck it.
Come on!
Fucking suck it.
Dude!
That was Matt farting on Dean.
All right, let's finish the movie. Got it.
Come on.
All right.
The movie's almost over.
No fighting until we finish. No fighting until they kiss.
Dude, when you're like 98 years old.
Wait, what was that?
Because that's Tiny Tim.
Oh, wow.
What was that? From Great Expectations.
Whatever, you think he went to high school, dude? Fuck you.
Sorry. His head's there. And this was the first time we ever kissed, and then of course we kissed for 8 years after that. Well, I fucked up. I fucked it up, man. I fucked it up.
Bullshit, dude.
Fucking bullshit.
Suck, dude.
Wait, but you got.
But that was true. Alfred Packer really was
That's
released
totally
from prison.
And actually, this part's really true too. They got psycho.
Oh no!
Oh! I like it now.
All right, titty bar.
Titty bar.
Titty bar.
Titty bar.
Thanks for your time. This is Andy Kemmler. Thanks.
Great movie. I go to the titty bar, smoke weed, do drugs. Oh, let's go.
The best director's track ever in the history of the world
you.
Ever. Fuck you.
Poop and pee.
Unless.
What?
Well, whatever. Unless you can talk to Dean Bahar and get the live voiceover. Dean Bahar. If you want Dean Bahar phone sex during Cannibal the Musical, just call 1-800-1-STOP. No, we're in the end of us. Yeah, stop. We'll give you live phone sex with Dean Bahar. Watch Cannibal the Musical and get phone sex with Dean Bahar. He'll suck your cock while you watch Cannibal the Musical in color. If you like musicals, you'll love Dean Bahar and his ass.
Thank you, Dean Bahar. Ever fucked up.
If people want to pay double, we give you Matt Stone and maybe Dave Goodman, Trey Parker.
Hey, fella. Been around the block.
It's all good.
It's all good. These babies are all hot.
If you've got top dollar, after you fuck the shit out of Dean Bahar, Matt Stone, Trey Parker, we'll give you the special bonus of Lloyd Kaufman and Michael Herz. Suck Michael Herz's cock for $5 on Troma. If $10, oh, cut. They're saying cut. Oh, no. Cut. If you want Topsy's, all right, but cock's out top. Never mind. That was all bullshit.
It was all bullshit?
It was.
No, you know what?
I don't think Jason meant that last part.
Wow. Be careful with him.
Woo! Shit.
Is it enough?
No.